Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. Let's talk to Wayne McCurry from FNB. Wayne, how are we finishing tonight on the market? Looks like gold shares are bucking a weaker bourse tonight.
Yes, definitely. I mean, who knows what gold shares are going to do? They seem to go up under all set of circumstances at the moment. But yeah, there certainly are. The rest of the market's down a little bit, and it's really the mining shares led by Sasol that are down here.
And again, Sasol's always a difficult one to read, huh?
Yeah, look, Sasol, you know, if there's any return to normality in global chemical prices and a higher oil price, Sasol just looks at bargain basement prices, but that doesn't stop it falling, you know, until those circumstances do in fact change.
And Wayne, just the only other share that I looked at that is of any interest is I see Naspers was also down for a while. Not sure where that is at the moment.
Naspers, I mean, the overseas situation in China, I mean, they made the big announcement a couple of weeks ago about this fantastic stimulus package, and then they had another meeting and didn't say all that much. And then on Saturday, they had another meeting and once again didn't actually say all of that much either. In other words, the market's waiting for a quantum with this stimulus package that China is supposed to come out. All they've said so far is, don't worry, we'll do what's necessary. But the market wants a little bit more than that. And really, both Prosus and Naspers are actually waiting for this to happen, waiting to get the actual numbers out. So Naspers is down 3% today. Prosus is also down 3%.
Let's look at Bytes Technology. Wayne reporting a 9% rise in profit. That's at the halfway stage. The market not rewarding it particularly. The share's down by over 5%.
Yeah, look, it is obviously, as you've been speaking about, a down day. But clearly these results didn't live up to expectations, especially when you look at the rating that the share is on. I mean, it's at a, you know, it's above a 20 price earnings rating, so it's discounting better results than, you know, 6% earnings growth. At that sort of rating, you want at bare minimum double-digit earnings growth, and unfortunately, the company didn't deliver on that. That's why the share has been punished a little bit.
And the only other piece of significant company news I saw today, it's been fairly quiet over the past 2 days, Quantum Foods seeing a financial turnaround, saying in a statement its operations are improving.
You know, Quantum works in an incredibly difficult environment. It's very good news that they expect the earnings to be better. But these primary food producers, even though the share price has done reasonably well just recently, I mean, it's a very small company, this. It's a difficult industry, and unfortunately, the earnings can be extremely variable.
Wayne, talking about earnings, I see that ShopRite's chief executive, Peter Engelbrecht, has had his salary, and that includes bonuses, rise to 83.3 million rand this year. And he is South Africa's best paid retail chief executive officer. But he is doing the job, is he not?
Correct. Let's forget about the quantum, because that we can discuss in total, you know, for a very, very long time. But the fact that he's the best paid is right, because he's running the best retail operation in South Africa. Everyone else in this field is trying to catch up with what they're doing there at Checkers ShopRite. So it's well justified that he's the best paid retail CEO.
And Wayne, a little earlier today, and this is important for anybody that is either importing or exporting, I was speaking to the chairperson of Transnet about the Durban Container Terminal Pier 2, the plans to hand over management to this Philippines-based company, as we well know, has hit the snag. It's now subject to a legal challenge. But again, this is he was obviously putting a good face on it, but this is another blow to the Transnet recovery plan, surely.
Yeah, look, and this was always going to happen. The bidder that didn't get the tender is going to complain and say all sorts of things are wrong and take it to court. So the contract to do it is still in place. It's an interim interdict, and it'll just have to go through the court process. But unfortunately, it holds everything up. So this is still going to happen more than likely. But how long it gets held up, I mean, who knows? The wheels of justice turn incredibly slowly sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, certainly he was intimating next year, probably Q1 at the very earliest. And finally, Wayne, I just want to finish on a big number, if we can. Just a wonderful one from the IMF. Global public debt to hit $100 trillion by the end of 2024. That's a lot more money than Peter Engelbrecht is earning.
Yes, and that's going to be our next crisis. So I'll be long retired, if not dead, by the time that happens. So we don't have to worry about it this year or next year. It's a 5, 10, 15-year issue. Government debt, you know, especially in the large economies, was so easy to issue at 1% during the, you know, in the aftermath of the global financial crisis. So the guys ran up massive debts. There was, you know, spending like there was no tomorrow. Essentially, money cost nothing.
Mm.
And now, of course, it's 4-5%. And it doesn't immediately hit you because that debt obviously matures over a time period. But the next crisis we're going to face is government funding. Governments are going to have to cut expenditure, increase taxes, or else suffer severe downgrades of their debt, if not defaulting on their debt. But as I said, we don't have to worry about this now, but it's coming, and it's big, and it's going to be really, when it does happen, it's going to be quite material.
Yeah, Mr. McCurry, I've known you for a long time. You'll be around in 15 years' time, mark my words. Always good talking to you, and we'll chat again next week. That's Wayne McCurry from FNB. Good night, Wayne.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.